September 3rd from Ingorn Boyle Crater. We woke this morning at 5 a.m. We arranged for the staff at the lodge here to knock on our doors and give us a wake-up call at 5. We took tea and coffee in the lobby early, and Paul had arranged with the warden yesterday evening to have the gate opened very early for us. At 6:15 a.m., we drove through the gate and began descending down into Ngorongoro Crater. I've always done this. Bird Adventures has done this for years and years now at Ngorongoro. I can't believe no one else does it, but once again, we had the entire crater to ourselves for nearly 2 hours this morning. We drove down past the classic flat-top acacia trees that are so representative of Africa, and we saw one of the first turns around the sharp part of the road, a huge buffalo. A little later, we saw four lions and a jackal in the very early morning light. And a bit further, Paul stopped quickly. He was watching another group of lions, and he stopped quickly when we realized there were three cheetahs right by the road. When we stopped to view the cheetahs a little closer, we realized that actually there was an entire pride of lion. We counted 19 that were active in the early morning, and in fact, they were stalking a lone buffalo on the other side of the road. So we sat fascinated for a long time as these lions got closer and closer to the old buffalo, who did not see them. We were pretty certain they would, in fact, take the buffalo down. But at the last minute, the buffalo realized what was going on and rejoined the rest of the herd, so the lions moved on for the rest of the day's activity. And by that time, the cheetahs had moved on as well. So we moved along and had a picnic breakfast in a forest in the bottom of Ngorongoro and enjoyed stretching our legs a little bit. Soon after breakfast, we had fun watching two male elephants sparring or fighting with one another, clicking their tusks together, and then their older brother came along and broke it up for a while, but then seemed to be teaching one of the other males a lesson, and he started fighting as well. We had a beautiful morning in the crater. I could tell you more sights that we saw, a lot of activity as we drove on. Soon by 10 o'clock, the place was full of other land cruisers and land rovers from other safari lodges, but we still enjoyed it. Very full and complete 6-hour game drive down in the crater today. We came back up now for lunch at the rim, and this afternoon we're going to Tarangire. I'm looking across in Ngorongoro Crater right now. It's cloudy and it's quite cool. It's very mountain air, very mountain-like air. But we're going to load up after a while and drive down to Tarangire National Park, where it's going to be really hot, and there's going to be yet another vibrant African landscape for us to explore as the sun sets this evening. We'll report to you once again, at least one more time for safari from Tarangire. But for now, I know that we're enjoying Ngorongoro, and we're letting a nice lunch settle after a great day's adventures down in the crater.